violence against women, the increasingly female face of poverty, and women's right to choice were some of the issues addressed by delegates as the Fourth World Conference on Women continues in Beijing. The United Kingdom's Minister of State for Foreign and Commonwealth Affairs and Minister for Overseas Development, Baroness Chalker of Wallasey, stressed the need for a more equal sharing between women and men of parental and household responsibilities, as well as the importance of choice for women.
If this conference achieves only one thing, it should be a global recognition of women's right to freedom of choice. Women's lack of choice perpetuates patterns of gender inequality from one generation to the next. A more equal sharing between women and men of parental and household responsibilities is fundamental for women's equal access to education, health, jobs, and politics.
Namibia's Deputy Minister for Foreign Affairs, Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa, said there needed to be more of a focus on girl children, since despite awareness of gender inequality and programs to alleviate it, inequality between women and men persisted.
The power of the girl child, advanced education and health deprivation, early marriage, economic exploitation, prostitution, and feminine circumcision rings continuously in our ears. We must not abandon them. If we throw girls with equal opportunity, that will enable them to become the leaders of the 21st century.
The Holy See delegate, Mary Ann Glendon, said her delegation agreed with the affirmation of the draft platform for action, the document the conference is expected to adopt, that responsibility in sexual matters belongs to both men and women, especially since women are most often victims of irresponsible sexual behavior.
Conference documents, in the view of my delegation, are not bold enough in acknowledging the threat to women's health arising from widespread attitudes of sexual permissiveness. The Holy See joins all participants in the conference in the condemnation of coercion and population policy. There is clear consensus in the international community that abortion should not be promoted as a means of family planning, and that all efforts must be made to eliminate those factors which cause women to seek abortion.
While delegates exchanged views in the main meeting, two separate committees are putting the finishing touches on the draft platform for action, about 20% of which remains to be agreed upon. From the Fourth World Conference on Women in Beijing, this is Diane Bailey reporting for UN Radio.